Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
He was an ultimate warrior.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title off for better than 28 years. So straight up, today, we're talking combat sports, boxing, mixed martial arts, UFC 160. We've got a full plate. Join us right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on our toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we're Twitter.com. Of course, check us out, Ring Talk. Hash using the hash mark Ring Talk. And the Facebook thing is going on as well at Ring Talk. Well, straight up, UFC 160 is in the books. There wasn't too many surprises there, so we'll get to the results in a couple of minutes. And the bottom line is, it was probably one of the least competitive cards in UFC history. I mean, and since the conception of the new UFC, since the new UFC era took over, the new management back in 2002, 2003. I'm talking about the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank, and then, of course, Dana White, the president of the UFC. The UFC has been, how can I put this? The UFC heavyweight championship has been held in high acclaim. But last night, when they decided to put a challenger who had been beaten 1 year ago by the same champion, I mean soundly in one round, back in the same cage with him, well, it just wasn't good. I don't think it did well as far as ratings were concerned, and my people were not happy about the fight at all. So straight up, lots of things to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts, UFC. UFC 161, 162, they've all been announced. We got MMA coming up, the Yang Yang, folks. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Bill, welcome to Ace. We have Miracle-Gro potting mix for just $6.99 after instant savings.
Whoa, that's perfect for my wife's geraniums.
They're yours, aren't they?
Yep.
Swing by Ace this Memorial Day weekend and get Miracle-Gro 2-cubic-foot potting mix with fertilizer for $6.99 after $3 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card. Limit 2. Ace Rewards members who present their rewards card get savings instantly in-store. Available as mail-in savings for non-Ace Rewards members. Savings available on purchases from May 24th through May 27th at participating stores.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Let me ask you a question. Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough? The shop can certainly bring back the cold for a couple $100, or you can save money and bring back the cold yourself with AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself cold air solution. You don't need any special tools, skills, or experience. You just need to know where to buy AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com to find the store nearest you. So stop sweating and start chilling with AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution. acprocold.com.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Say big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Eliminate bathroom odors and bacteria. The John E. Vac toilet ventilation system removes odor and bacteria directly from the toilet bowl using a specially designed toilet seat and filter fan housing unit. J-O-N-E-V-A-C also has a central ventilated toilet system for new construction or remodeling for residential or commercial buildings. This new system can service one or all of the bathrooms in the building and connects with the exhaust system that filters clean air to the outside. At johnevac.com, homedepot.com, and menards.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Clay Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Well, Cain Velasquez didn't need the Mod Squad last night to back him up. No, that's all right. They could have left Clarence Williams and those guys at home. Straight up, he needed no assistance in dispatching Antonio Bigfoot Silva. I got to tell you, the guy is huge. I mean, he's got a head that's like bigger than the normal. He sort of looks like Magilla Gorilla, and I mean that in a funny type of way, not in a critical type of way. But he's just got the physical makeup of a gorilla. He just is. I'm trying to mince my words here, but there's no mincing him. He looks like a gorilla. Well, last night the gorilla got beaten on by Cain Velasquez, not for the first time, the second time in like a year and a day. I think it was a year and a day ago, May 24th, 2012, when they engaged in a fight in Las Vegas, a three-round heavyweight fight. Of course, Cain Velasquez coming back from his title loss about 6 months earlier to Junior Dos Santos. He's coming back in this big comeback fight, and he looks good against Silva. He destroys Silva. You look at my website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. You'll see the carnage. I mean, the crimson, the mayhem. I mean, good Lord, that was one of the most brutal beatdowns I've ever seen in anything. I mean, even the choreographed world of professional wrestling. I mean, I've never seen a guy bleed like this. I'm serious. He was like a stuck pig. The bottom line was Antonio Silva did not belong in the ring again. Didn't belong in the ring with Cain Velasquez the first time. Okay, but the second time, that was pushing the envelope a little bit too much. And I tell you, the UFC people, they've done well. Their marketing plan, the fact that they've turned this into a billion-dollar entity. It's worldwide. They've got UFC, the Ultimate Fighter in India. They've got it in Brazil. They've got it going on in the UK. I mean, this truly is a worldwide phenomenon, okay? But last night, asking people to pay $70 to watch a fight that lasted a minute and 21 seconds, and very predictably, I mean, it wasn't like there was people out there saying, well, you know, Bigfoot's going to do better this time. Wasn't one person I saw or talked to in the lead-up to UFC 160 that told me Bigfoot Silva or felt that Bigfoot Silva had any kind of chance at all. I mean, this is the Don King syndrome. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, when Don says he's got two chances, Slim and none, and Slim just left town. Well, guess what? Slim left the country when it was in the case of Antonio Silva to face Cain Velasquez a year after getting throttled, getting beat down in the manner in which he did. I just don't think that you can psychologically recover from that. I mean, in boxing, you lose a fight, you don't get destroyed too often. I mean, he was destroyed. I cannot on the radio just to explain it to you, that the carnage, the mayhem, the beating. I mean, I turned my face away from the screen a couple times. That's how brutal Cain was pounding down on this guy, Antonio Bigfoot Silva. But Bigfoot Silva, of course, he had lost to Daniel Cormier. Cormier was on the show a few weeks ago, of course, the former Strikeforce heavyweight Grand Prix champion. And he said that, you know, he thinks that he thought that Cain was going to win, but that, you know, Silva had this mindset that he was a fighter. Yeah, but when you're an inferior fighter, I was a fighter. I am a fighter still to this day. Okay? I fight every day of my life. Anyway, but when you're a fighter, you have that fighter mentality, you know, that you're going to win. That you're gonna, no, not really. Not when you're facing, like, King Kong. When you're going in there against King Kong, you know, basically, I'm talking about an insurmountable champion like Cain Velasquez, a guy that is probably going to be going beaten for quite a long time. I mean, he's got the cardio. He's got the boxing. Now, he's got the boxing down. Last night, it was a right hand, a straight little right hand. Looks like a little boxing right hand. Boom. caught Silva on the chin, dropped him to a knee, and that was it. It was all over like in a minute and a half. But boom, lights out, 121. The referee, Yamaguchi, said that was enough, and I have to agree with him. I mean, I think Silva agreed with him. Everybody agreed with him. But again, should the fight have been made? I mean, why didn't they put, like, Scott Cuddy or Kevin Perry or Pedro Fernandez in with this guy? Because bottom line is, that's what Antonio Bigfoot Silva, that's the equivalent of the competitive level that he brought into a fight with Cain Velasquez. None. Absolutely none. Got licked like a stamp. Didn't have a moment in the fight last night. Nobody expected him to. It was a letdown. Let me tell you, you could have taken, 350 milligrams of, like, UFC Viagra last night. Okay, it wouldn't have worked. It just would not have worked. It wasn't the card. It wasn't the show. I mean, Glover Teixeira looked great. I mean, as I told you, he was the man. He is the man. He was the star, the upcoming star at 205 pounds, a Brazilian that hasn't lost since 2005. He's on an 19-fight winning streak. Glover Teixeira took out James Tahuna. He is the real deal. Kyle Kingsbury, our UFC analyst, of course, the UFC light heavyweight fighter himself, told me that Glover is the real deal. Let me tell you. There are a couple of real deals at 205 pounds, a light heavyweight division. Glover's one of them. Gustafson's one of them. Okay? And then you've got the champion, the invincible John Jones. Who can defeat John Jones? I mean, he's got all these physical attributes. 6'4", the longest reach in combat sports history, boxing, anything like that. I think he's got longer reach than, like, Wilt Chamberlain almost. And Wilt was, like, 7 foot tall. Remember Wilt? He was going to fight Muhammad Ali back in 1965, and then he chickened out. He was an NBA player, said to have went to bed with over 10,000 women. Way to go, Will, I guess. Anyway, when you look at the entire product, and last night, the only thing that stood out, as I said, was Glover Teixeira. Yes, there were a lot of fights. Yes, there were a lot of knockouts. In fact, my cousin Al, we watched a fight over at Ricky's Sports Theater, the number two ranked sports bar in all of America, so says Sports Illustrated Magazine. But we watched a fight over there courtesy of Ricky Ricardo and his lovely wife, Tina. And Al was saying that he was loving these first-round knockouts. My cousin was loving these first-round knockouts. Well, he's not a student of the game. He's not an analyst. He's not somebody that's paid to look at boxing or look at MMA and break it down. He's just a fan. And I guess the fan sort of dug that. You know, these early knockouts, they had to stick in filler fights and tape fights and all kinds of stuff to live up to this broadcast last night to make the cable companies happy, to make the viewers somewhat content. I mean, but after spending $70... for basically a minute and 21 seconds of action, I think it's a bit of a ripoff. I really do. And that should have been a card that the UFC will not, they won't move off their position. I think some of these cards, they ought to surprise people and say, you know what, we're going to throw a card on CBS. We're going to throw a card on ABC. We're going to do something. We're going to do something different. We're going to do something outside the box. I mean, all they want to do is stuff with Fox TV. Big deal. Fox is cool. They got the shows, the quarterly shows on the main Fox TV, and now we're going to a Fox Sports 1. I think the last show, I kept saying that a couple of weeks ago, the Ultimate Fighter, I think they're back the UFC in Brazil, was the last FX show, but now it looks like last night was the last show on FX cable. Of course, that's a Fox TV product, and of course, UFC signed that multi-million dollar, many-year deal with the Fox TV about, what was that, November 2011? Their first card was December 2011. Of course, Cain Velasquez losing the heavyweight championship to Junior Dos Santos. Speaking of Dos Santos, he was a winner. Yeah, he was. He took out Mark Hunt. It was sort of predictable. I mean, you got a good boxer in there against a guy that's slow, fat, overweight, and, you know, he's a good puncher. Mark Hunt's a good puncher. I mean, he's rocked some guys. I've seen him break a couple bones with his right hand, okay, but he's got to hit you, and he's so slow. He's like syrup. I mean, as far as fighters are concerned, he's like syrup. Yeah, Junior Dos Santos got hit a few times. Yes, Junior Dos Santos didn't look as great as he had looked in the past, but he gets a guy like Mark Hunt, who's like 265 pounds, and then he's sweating down to get to that. So he's probably walking into the octagon, maybe about 280, 285. He's a big, burly guy. I mean, he's not taller laying down than he is standing up, but he's a fat guy, so, to an extent. Okay, and Dos Santos, the Brazilian striker, the boxer, of course, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert, the man that's an iconic figure in this country, no question about that. I mean, he's done all kinds of charitable work. We've had him on the show in the past. Hey, do you remember that time we had him on the show? And I asked him a couple of questions, and everything was going really good. I mean, you know, he's Brazilian, so he doesn't speak the greatest of English, and he's trying to learn and things like that. So the interview is going so good, and they're telling me, Pedro, don't get too deep on him, you know, because his English is not all that good. So anyway, I'm throwing these short passes, little 10, 20-yard passes here and there. You know, he's catching them. He's running with them and this and that. So I threw him like an 80-yard pass, and he got stumped. And the interpreter or somebody in the background, you know, tell him exactly what to say. Tell him this, tell him that, tell him this. So I heard the guy in the background. I thought that was sort of cute. Scott Cuddy tried to edit that out, but he couldn't. So Junior Dos Santos, a winner last night versus Mark Hunt. Of course, now a loser in only two of his MMA contests. My man, Cain Velasquez, who's probably going to hook up with Junior Dos Santos again for the third time. I guess that's the fight. You know, I mean, that's the fight that is going to be made by the UFC. I don't know how much of it is really a fight that people want to see. They're clamoring for. I just don't know if anybody's clamoring for a heavyweight title fight. I think Cain Velasquez may have dropped the ball a little bit by fighting Bigfoot Silva. In other words, you know, you've got people probably talking negatively, you know, during this week about the UFC. Yeah, I spent $60 on the UFC last week. It was a bunch of crap. Everybody got knocked out quick. You know, the heavyweight championship was a minute and 21 seconds. You know, that's when you have a disgruntled pay-per-view fan, and he's vocal about it. It will slash the throat on your market, on your buys. It just will. I mean, I'm telling you, because one person tells another person, and it goes, and you think it doesn't, but that's the way it happens. That's the way it goes down. And I think that UFC 160 will go down as probably the weakest pay-per-view event in UFC history. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk, and you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's muddied up. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby Jetty.
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it.
It is all over!
That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
The late Curtis Mayfield. Recognizing the greatness that sits behind this microphone. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Some of the other results from UFC 160 this past Saturday in Las Vegas, of course, Cain Velasquez drilling Antonio Silva, like with everything he had. 121 of the first round, lights out. Junior Dos Santos, a winner over Mark Hunt with a knockout that was a spinning kick and a punch. That was round number three, time 4 minutes and 19 seconds. My man, Glover Teixeira out of Brazil. What's he now, 21-1? The guy's a real deal, man. Defeats James Tuhuna with a submission, a rear neck. I think that wasn't a rear neck. It was a guillotine choke, 238 of the first round. Gray Maynard was beaten last night on strikes by T.J. Grant. That was a bit of a surprise. John Lucerone, a winner over K.J. Noon. So what, 30-27, 30-26 across the board, and 30-27. Mike Pyle. Remember Mike Pyle was on the show about 6 months ago. He did some was doing some movies. He's doing all these movies. We won last night over Rick Story. A split nod, 29-28, 29-28. One judge had it 29-28 for Story. Dennis Bermudez was the winner over Max Holloway. Robert Whittaker was the winner over Cotton Smith. And that sort of rounds out UFC 160. It just wasn't that great of a card. It just wasn't. I mean, it started on Facebook, and it went to FX Cable, then it went to pay-per-view. And, you know, I was sort of following it from here to there, and I was like, lost. I really didn't want to. I couldn't get up for it. As I said, give me 350 milligrams of Viagra, and I couldn't have got up for UFC 160, especially having to pay $60 or $70 for it. That's just not too cool. Speaking of the UFC, before we get to Bellator, Bellator is in the news. I mean, they've just got things going on, man. June 17th, they're coming back, and I mean, they're coming back big. But I want to mention that Floyd Mayweather and Robert Guerrero did over a million buys, and when Dave Meltzer says they did over a million buys, the guy with the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave knows what's talking about. I'm telling you, Dave does know what's talking about, so that's what's going to happen. 1.1 million buys. Floyd Mayweather, not in with a great opponent, but, you know, he still can draw. Anybody who can pull in a million people on pay-per-view is doing pretty darn good. Well, it looks like the crossover to Fox Sports 1, whatever that is, I'm still trying to find out. Maybe I can call somebody from Fox. Yeah, maybe Bill O'Reilly will come on the show and tell me what Fox Sports 1. I wonder if Bill O'Reilly even knows what Fox Sports 1 is. I mean, do you? I don't. But on the 17th of August, they will take over all of the programming for the UFC. And on Wednesday nights, they're going to have a show every Wednesday on the new Fox Sports 1 channel. I think they're going to have about 7.5 hours of programming a week as far as television and the UFC is concerned. Them promoting their product, you know, fighter updates, 24/7 training camps, the Ultimate Fighter Show. Of course, season 18 to begin in August with Kat Zagano and the lovely, I mean the intoxicatingly beautiful, man, Ronda Rousey. Ain't she hot? I mean, she's just a, damn. I mean, and you know what? It's funny is that, and you stand next to her, she's like a 145-pound chick when she isn't, you know, training or fighting, like 140, 145 pounds. She's beautifully sculpted in the whole nine yards. And you say to yourself, well, she's a girl, right? Yeah, right. Victor Chinian, former world champion boxer, he thought she was just a girl too. And she licked him like a stamp, threw him down like 4 or 5 times, threw him all around the dojo. They did this judo thing. They're both judo students. And threw him all around the dojo. Then she got him in an arm bar in like 15 seconds. And before he could yell uncle, his people jumped in and stopped it. So she is the real deal. And the concept of the Ultimate Fighter, if nobody gets injured, is that Ronda Rousey will coach one team in the Ultimate Fighter and season 18. And Kat Zagano will coach the other team. And then at the end, they will hook it up in a UFC event, like UFC 165, 60, somewhere around there. Like November, December, okay? And it figures to be a hell of a fight because Kat Zagano can't fight a little bit. And some people say, well, she's got better jiu-jitsu skills. She's got better. She's got some better attributes to her than Ronda Rousey does. Well, how can you say that? Ronda's never been beaten. She's like 7-0 now. And I think Miesha Tate lasted like 4 minutes with her. That's it. Nobody lasted more than a round with the Rowdy one yet. So I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Kat Zagano is going to bring a lot to the dance. But this judo, listen, this girl has this judo in her blood. Her mother was a world judo champion. She's been doing arm bars like since she was like 10 years old, 11 years. I kid you not. Every day she is in the gym. She's working. She's a hard-working athlete, man. If you look at her, she's sculpted. She's not sculpted just because, you know, she's a girl. She's sculpted beautifully, but she's rock hard and beautiful. She's the real deal. Okay, she's going to be the hottest star in the history of MMA. I really think so. I think that she's going to crossover. I think she's going to bring women into the UFC. I think that if she fought last night, there'd have been a big crowd at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Not just a medium-sized crowd. For the UFC, it wasn't the biggest crowd Ricky's ever had. For sure, it wasn't the smallest probably, but it wasn't the biggest. It just didn't have the excitement. You didn't hear people. Listen, when there are four or five, six, maybe seven rooms with like 8 or 10 big screens on them, you know, and people, everybody's watching the fight, you hear screaming coming from different rooms and people, you know, evoking their emotion and things like that. Well, last night it was sort of like emotionless. It was like, you know, here comes a waitress. Hey, can I get a beer? That was about it. I mean, that was sort of like the highlight of the evening. Pretty, having beautiful women around you, as far as company is concerned, good people around you is my family, and watching these fights, as I said, 350 milligrams of Viagra wouldn't have got you interested in the fight. It was non-climactic. I'll just put it to you like that, non-climactic. And, of course, the UFC rocking and rolling, they're going to go back to Fuel TV, and I don't get this because Fuel TV, nobody gets it. I don't get it. Kyle Kingsbury doesn't get it. I think my man Dave Meltzer gets it, but he's got DirecTV with like some special channel and things like that. But, you know, I'm not into Fuel TV. I'm not into this Fox One TV. I hope that the UFC does something. I mean, I hope this isn't some type of a scam, some type of scam to get people to buy the Dish TV or the satellite TV, DirecTV, in order to get these Fuel channels and these Fox Sport One channels. Because if they're not on regular cable, if it's not on Comcast and Charter and places like that, then what good is it having the channel? It's just no good in my mind. I really don't think it's any good. And if you're going to tell me that you want to keep building the audience, well, guess what? You've got to build the audience on a station, a platform where people are going to see it. Fuel TV, nobody sees Fuel TV. If you saw Fuel TV, you know that Chris Weidman is going to beat Anderson Silva when they fight for the World Middleweight Champion. I think that's July 6th in Las Vegas, UFC 162, something like that. I'm telling you, he's going to beat him. But if you'd have been there or watched the fight on Fuel TV, I was there live in San Jose last year, when he beat down Mark Munoz. Mark Munoz was a former U.S. Collegiate NCAA wrestling champion, okay? Chris Weidman beat him like a, I hate to put it to you, like a girl. I mean, holy cow. I mean, he whooped on her like, not Fallon Fox type of girl. I mean, a real girl. I mean, I was like, whoa, he should have been arrested for domestic violence, okay? Straight up, the world of UFC, the world of MMA coming to a peak. A crescendo of sorts. Of course, you've got Bellator going Thursday nights now, and they're going to come back on June the 17th. And, of course, they're coming back with a reality show. So they're going to go with like an Ultimate Fighter show, sort of like Bellator style, which is sort of cool because competition is cool. It really is. I mean, I've got all these competitors out there, if you want to call them that. I mean, there's got to be like 40 or 50 talk shows out there talking about sports and boxing and combat sports. But, you know, I sit here, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Arias folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Often imitated, but never duplicated. That is I, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Arias. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The UFC 161 is going to come from Winnipeg, Canada. And no, GSP is not in it. But Rashad Evans is going to take on Dan Henderson. And I'm not a big fan of Rashad Evans, and I'm not a big fan of Dan Henderson because Dan Henderson is one of those guys that takes that steroid replacement therapy, testosterone replacement therapy. Not a fan of that. I mean, the guy's 40 years old. Why can't his body produce enough testosterone to train and to fight? Because he messed with his body before, most likely with anabolic steroids and performance-enhancing drugs. So what you're trying to tell me is if a guy cheats early on, and it puts his body in a position where it cannot come back and create this necessary element as far as, you know, fighting is concerned, testosterone. If you can't get it together, you got to get replacement therapy? I don't think so. Listen, if you cheated, you cheated. You should be disqualified, like Shane Mosley. Shane Mosley, look, he took the former world champion to beat Oscar De La Hoya. He took the The EPO, he took the clear and the cream. He denied it. He went before the grand jury here in San Francisco, the Balco grand jury, admitted such. But 5 years afterwards, the little dweeb, and that's what he is, a little dweeb from Pomona, California, he denied this. He had my press credentials taken away because I wrote that he had taken steroids and he admitted it before the grand jury. This was all true stuff. He had my credentials taken away. His wife dogged me on different websites. They went on a couple of shows and called me a few different names. And all the while, I was telling the truth. So what happens 4 or 5 years later? He tells that big fat wad of a sports writer, USA Today, Dan Raphael, yeah, I did take steroids. Yeah, I did knowingly take steroids. Well, that was only because the videotape was about to come out. That's right, the videotape, YouTube.com. Check it out. Shane Mosley copping to being a cheater and a liar. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply with this exclusive radio only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've been in the ring with the right fighters, and I've been through the trenches. So, you know, a lot of these last few opponents Floyd Mayweather's had, you know, he's handpicked them. He's had them at the right time and picked them at the right time where he knew he had the upper hand on them. He got to me, you know, the mandatory to fight him, a guy that's hungry and a guy that wants to go out there and make it happen.
But you didn't make it happen. But you didn't look hungry to me. You look like a guy that was waiting to get paid. Listen, after 3 or 4 rounds, like Floyd Mayweather just dazzling Robert Guerrero. Robert Guerrero in that corner of his, that Bush League corner, Mr. Bob Santos and the father, Ruben Guerrero of Robert. They needed to get their act together. I mean, they were like a one-trick pony show. That was it. They had nothing else. There was nothing else they could have done. They didn't attempt to rough Mayweather up. They didn't attempt to mug him. I mean, they tried to outbox him. Trying to outbox Mayweather is like trying to be a better producer than Scott Cuddy. This is not going to happen. No way, no how. At least not in this lifetime. Last night, the WBA and IBF, that's the International Boxing Federation and the World Boxing Association, I call it the World of Bunko and Anarchy, down there from Panama. It was a unification match at 168 pounds to see who fights Andre Ward another time. Of course, Andre beat both these guys. Carl Froch, now 31-2, 22 KOs, a 12-round unanimous nod. Had a shaky 11th round against Mikkel Kessler, the Dane, 46-3, 35 KOs. Now is the man from Denmark. And it was a wide fight on the scorecards, 118-110. That's 10-2 in rounds, 116-112. That's 8-4 in rounds, and 115-113. That's 7-5 in rounds. Kessler was still talking smack afterwards. You know, and I find Kessler in a unique position because I think he's like a warrior that is hollow. I don't think there's anything inside of him. I think all he does is talk the talk, but he can't walk the walk. And I tell you why. I saw him quit against Andre Ward. He called Andre Ward everything but the N-word at the weigh-in. I mean, he was just like, nasty, all this kind of. Then he came fight time, Andre Ward schooling him, and then after like 9 or 10 rounds, he decides he's going to bow out because he got a cut eye. Okay, so he bowed out, and he wasn't cut. And he denied Andre Ward an extra point in that Super 6 tournament. But, of course, Andre Ward went on to win the Super 6 tournament, so it really didn't matter. But Kessler, a little short in the intestinal fortitude department, in my mind, he talks a good talk, but I don't think he can walk it anymore. It just ain't happening. 46-3, 35 KOs. Straight up, Carl Froch looking to fight Andre Ward again. And I say to myself, why? It's sort of like the Bigfoot Silva challenging Cain Velasquez for the UFC heavyweight championship. I mean, why? It's not going to be any different. It's really not. And that's it's a shame to say that, but that's just the way it is. Young man from Argentina, Omar Navarez, won a split decision over Felipe Arruca. Guy's from Mexico for the WBA super flyweight title down there in Argentina. Navarez now 39-1, two draws and 20 KOs. Remember, he was a guy that sort of went 12 rounds, like very lackluster, trying to sleep, put everybody to sleep against Nonito Donaire a couple of years ago at 118 pounds. Now he's back down to 115 and doing his thing. But a split decision winner at home doesn't mean it was all that fair. I mean, a lot of people think Arruca won. In fact, my guy was on the phone screaming into my voicemail like at 3 o'clock in the morning from down south saying, it was a robbery, it was a robbery. Well, the kid will get another chance. He's only 27 years old. Arruca was up 118-110 on one scorecard. The other scorecards had a 115-113 for Navarez. Navarez, as I said, very, very under-inspired, under-entertaining. I just don't want more to say about him. The bottom line is, hopefully, he'll never fight in the United States ever again. Speaking of Andre Ward, back to that 168-pound division, him and Carl Froch, the winner, of course, over Mikkel Kessler, they were both in ringside last night. And, you know, Ward says he wants to fight Froch again. Ward's sort of like, he's in a pickle. Nobody wants to fight him. I mean, he beat up Chad Dawson last year. Remember that? Silenced Chad Dawson. Of course, he made Chad come down to 168, and then he, like, punished Chad. Just punished him. Okay, he was the WBC 175-pound champion. So after that, he's had some surgery, had a little couple of injuries. So he's gotten rid of these nagging injuries. Now he wants to fight again, and nobody wants to fight him. That's just the way it is. I mean, nobody wants to fight Andre Ward. Julio Cesar Chavez, that would have been a good fight for Ward. I mean, it really would have. It would have brought the Mexican fan base. They would have had a chance to look at Andre Ward, see whether they want to appreciate him or not. Because let's be honest, they truly are the ones pulling the pay-per-view chain. So when Mayweather got 1.2 million homes a couple of weeks ago, he did that with the assistance of some Mexican-Americans, some Mexican nationals buying the pay-per-view. They are the biggest consumer when it comes to pay-per-view fights. There's no question about that. I mean, time and time again, the Hispanic population, that demographic is leading the market when it comes to buying fights. The UFC, not so much yet, but they were in the Strikeforce. In fact, when the Strikeforce demographics were laid out before the company folded earlier this year, of course, it was primarily airing on Showtime, and it did a couple of cards on CBS TV. But their ratings were good. Everything was looking good with that. And, of course, Dana froze that one out, decided to let Strikeforce go the way of the Pride Fighting Championships and the World Extreme Cage Fighting. And when the UFC, they bought these companies, you know, I just think it created such a monopoly that I'm just happy that Bellator will be back in the picture. Of course, they're going to go on Thursday nights. And it looks like Wednesday, it looks like Thursday nights. And it looks like the Wednesday night will be all about Fox Sports 1, of course, and the UFC on Fox Sports 1. Now, do you have Fox Sports 1? I didn't think so. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Delvin Rodriguez was the winner on Friday night. So what? ESPN fight. You know, Teddy Atlas does a pretty good show. I mean, you got to give it. That's where you sort of tune into ESPN fights, if you do, because you want to listen to Teddy. You really don't want to watch the fights because the fights are mostly crap. I mean, they've got, you know, a guy like that's 45-0 against a guy like me. You know what's going to happen. Yeah, I'm going to lose. Okay, and that's the way it is. You get a guy, you can obviously see who the opponent is when you look at an ESPN fight. You're looking at one corner, looking at the other corner. 90% of the time, you're able to figure out, hey, this guy's going to win. This guy's going to lose. Not that hard to handicap. The rematch is set in the UK, live on Wealth TV, folks, Saturday, July 6th, from the Echo Arena. David Price, the once-beaten heavyweight sensation, he's got a glass jaw. He's got a glass jaw. He's got a soft head. He doesn't take punches well. And guess what? I think he's got a little bit, a little shy down there below the waist, if you know what I'm talking about, in the intestinal fortitude department. He might need a microscope to look at things down there because David Price, he just fell against Tony Thompson. I just couldn't imagine that. Could never imagine falling to such an inferior fighter. Now, Tony, I'm sorry. You do have a little bit of ability, but it's not really as a boxer. Maybe you should do something else, you know, dance and sing and dance, something like that. But boxing, I don't know. But yet, you pull off this big upset. You go over there, you beat David Price. You set yourself up for a fantastic rematch as far as money's concerned. And that's going to be all good. But, you know, David Price is probably going to hammer you like a nail. You're not going to do it a second time. That was a fluke. You should have took that fluke and ran with it, man. Should have ran somewhere else, like to a Klitschko or something like that. Or maybe this Price fight is the biggest money fight out there for you. At the end of the day, Tony Thompson will get his butt whooped and handed to him Saturday, July 6th. Wealth TV, folks, if you don't get it, I think they've got a website to take care of things as well. Danny Garcia, remember him? The world junior welterweight champion? Yeah, well, I got news for you. He's got his hands full when he takes on Lucas Mattisi. It looks like it's going to happen in September. They haven't got the site down yet, but I'm going to tell you, Lucas is the real deal. He's got like 32 knockouts and 34 wins, something like that. The two fights he lost were very shaky to Zab Judah and Devon Alexander, both house fighters. Okay, so I can't say he's ever lost. I mean, he could truly be undefeated. Okay, and the way he handled Lamont Peterson last week, I mean, good Lord. I mean, boom, let's go, you're gone. I mean, a couple of good shots here and there. That's all you've got to do. When you're in the ring with Lucas, is get hit one or two times. And guess what? You start to fall apart. He hits you, and your body, like, reacts differently. It's just, he's one of those guys that can hit you and wreck you. There was a guy in the gym, in Newman's gym, back in the 70s named Sonny Napolo or something, like a little Samoan guy, okay? Real short, real small, okay? But if he hit you, he'd break you in half. I mean, he could hit you in the arm and maybe crack your rib underneath your arm. I mean, that's how hard he hit. He hit that hard. But would he couldn't hit what he, you know, he couldn't hit what he couldn't see, what he couldn't land, you know, so we stayed away from him. But if you want to go into a phone booth with Sonny, that's the same thing as going to a phone booth with Lucas. I don't think these guys can run from Lucas. I think Danny Garcia showed against Zab Judah just like a month ago that, you know, he has leaks. He has, even though he's undefeated, yes, he is a Ring Magazine champion. Yes, he did beat Amir Khan. Yes, he is the truly the guy at 140 pounds as far as boxing is concerned, okay? But he's got flaws. Okay. Besides his father was Angel. His father's a jerk. His father makes Ruben Guerrero very likable. Robert Guerrero's father, but straight up Angel Garcia, whatever his name is, he is the instigator. He's sort of like He's sort of like the guy behind the scenes stirring everything up, and Danny just sits there and, you know, rolls with what Dad's saying. That's the way Muhammad Ali used to do it. He did. He had his, you know, Bundini Brown, guys like that in his corner would talk all that smack in the press conferences. Ali would just sit there. He just roll with it, just absorb it all. Okay, and that's what Danny does with Angel. Well, when he fights Lucas, Angel's not going to have a whole lot to talk about afterwards because a kid from Philadelphia will have suffered his first professional loss. And he'll probably suffer it in a very brutal manner because, you know, when Lucas wins fights, he doesn't win them gently. He knocks you out. He wrecks you. He is a wrecking ball. He is a real deal. And I'm looking for Danny Garcia to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree come September when he takes on Lucas Mattisi in defense of the world championship at 140 pounds. Mikey Garcia, another Garcia, Saturday, June 15th, taking on Juan Manuel Lopez. Juanma, why don't you listen to Pedro? Get a job. Go sell pencils. Go down the bus terminal. Okay? You know, like, I don't know. Do something. Sell phony phone cards down at the beach.
Get out of the ring. You're going to get hurt. I saw that last couple of fights you had where you've been knocked out by Orlando Salido, who's nothing but a club fighter from Mexico. Tough, tough, rugged club fighter. You know, he's really not world class per se, but he was able to pound on you because styles make fights and because your chin is not there. And your chin is not there. It wasn't there, you know, for two fights, and it's not going to come back. Chin is not something that, you know, I have a glass jaw. Well, your glass jaw doesn't be like, you can't put super glue on it and get it back together. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to say hello to my folks in Atlanta on 3WE. Of course, want to say hello to Memphis, Tennessee, Sacramento, California, San Bernardino, KRAK, and of course, lovely Las Vegas and KSHP. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs every Saturday and Sunday, separate shows, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In fact, you can always go to the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com, and check out my schedule, the shows, what's happening, the iTunes articles, the whole nine yards. Right now, I want to take a little bit of a little soul here, a little East Bay soul with Greg Adams and East Bay Soul. From East Bay Soul, their debut CD. Now it's East Bay Soul 2.0, but straight up, this was the debut of a couple of years ago. Greg Adams, Westmore High School.
Hey, hey. I heard the voice that would leave me no choice, and the world just fell away. I was drifted by, and when you said goodbye, a mystery had begun. I'm good at reading lips.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
my buddy Rick Stevens there on lead. 1972 Tower of Power. Rick Stevens, of course, back from a sabbatical of sorts. He was at Yoshi's last week. I want to thank Yoshi's. And, man, it was great to be around Lydia Pence again. You know, to introduce these acts at various clubs and venues around the country and the world and in the Bay Area, it's an honor, especially being around Rick Stevens. Rick Stevens, Tower of Power, July 11th and 12th at the San Mateo County Fair, and I think Rick Stevens will do both shows, sing lead for both shows. So if you're a Tower of Power freak, this is history. June 11th and 12th, check out the Tower of Power website. Pedro's got it going on. Pedro's Song of the Month on the message board at towerofpower.com. Straight up, UFC 160 now in the it's in the books. Do we have a lot to talk about it? No. Floyd Mayweather and Robert Guerrero. What's Floyd going to do next? Probably Saul Alvarez, possibly in September, because if he doesn't fight Alvarez now, Alvarez, after being exposed by Austin Trout a fortnight ago on Showtime, well, he might get beat by a lesser guy. And if you listen, like they did with Manny Pacquiao. Remember, Floyd didn't get it together with Manny Pacquiao because Manny Pacquiao didn't want to take those random drug tests. He wasn't taking steroids, but didn't want to take any random drug tests. Okay, for $35 million. Okay, biggest fight of your life. Okay, biggest fight in the history of boxing. Okay, and you didn't want to take drug tests. Even though they were blood tests up until about 6-7 days before the fight, and then they go urine tests after that. But Manny was superstitious. He was scared of he would get weak from blood loss, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, he was full of smack. You and I both know it. The bottom line is his head grew, his chin got square, his feet seemed to have gotten bigger, like Barry Bonds. I mean, nobody's in denial anymore of a Barry Bonds, are they? I mean, nobody. You can't find a San Francisco Giant to say, yeah, he didn't take the stuff. He wasn't on the juice. Everybody knows he was. And that's sort of the same thing that same way people feel about Manny Pacquiao. Now, Manny Pacquiao talked all that smack about Juan Manuel Marquez, wanting him to take drug tests. So Marquez says, okay, I'll take drug tests. Let's take them. Then Manny shut up after that point. Never mentioned random drug tests again. And then he got flattened. He got his face planted in the canvas last December, right? He's still snoring. The referee's up to like 1,455,006. That's how many seconds that Manny Pacquiao's been on the canvas. He hasn't gotten up yet. He will never get up. His career is over. Face it. Stick a fork in him. Time to send him, off to the world of politics. And he's a born-again Christian. More power to him. If he's a born-again Christian and he's so devout to his faith and everything like that, then why is he doing Hennessy commercials? Talk about a fraud. Talk about a 14-carat fake. Here's a guy talks about that he's rumored to have drinking virgin blood and all this kind of good stuff and going through all these religious rituals and things like that. And he's selling Hennessy? Yeah. Thanks a lot, Manny. Thanks a lot. Don't forget, folks, Ring Talk airs every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then again, we are a different show, a separate show on Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you need to get your fix regarding combat sports, boxing, MMA, a little professional wrestling here and there, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide, 28 plus years now. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy. Want to thank the man around here, Big Darren Peck. Want to thank you all for tuning in today. And I want to thank my cousin Al, his lovely lady Martha, and Barbara for an outstanding evening last night over at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Maybe you can join us at a future upcoming UFC event at Ricky's. Check out Ricky's.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, I got the greatest producer in the world, Scott Cuddy. You're the man.